Good morning. You're back with the KG&C Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray. And this morning, I have got Scott Strawn with me. He's the County Extension Agent for AgriLife in Ochiltree County. Y'all have heard Scott on our programming multiple times. He's a great resource for us here. We like checking in with him from time to time. So, Scott, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And this year has been a crazy one, one for the record books, as we say every year, I think, in agriculture, but especially so in 2020. The Wheat Heart Wheat Festival, it's a big deal for Ochiltree County, and y'all are adjusting to the times. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do for that this year.
Well, this is our 22nd year to have the Wheat Heart Wheat Conference, but this year, due to the virus situation, we decided to abbreviate the meeting and make it a little shorter, and then we just offered it online. You know, it'll be on Zoom, in fact, but anyway, we just have two specialists scheduled to speak with Dr. Mark Welch, and he's our grain marketing economist out of College Station, and then Dr. Jordan Bell, and a lot of people know her. She's our area agronomist with Extension, and Dr. Welch is going to give us a market outlook, you know, on wheat, and maybe discuss what your marketing plans should start looking like for wheat. And then Dr. Bell is going to give us an update on the variety trials that she conducted across the Panhandle, plus the trial that we had in Perryton, and just give us an update on all the newer varieties that are available. And they're going to also discuss, you know, their picks that they made. You know, the other agronomists sit down, and they come up with a picks list every year. So those are just going to be the two topics. We are also going to get an update from Texas wheat producers as well, just a short update. And there will be a drawing for $100 for everybody that does log in to the conference. So, yeah, it's a little different this time just because it's going to be online.
Okay, yeah. So with it being online, if somebody, you know, maybe hasn't done an online course with y'all, what do they need to be able to attend? Do they need fancy equipment or what can they use?
You can use a smartphone, basically, you know, if you have an iPhone or an Android type phone that has internet capabilities, you can use that. Or if you have a, you know, tablet like an iPad or a notepad of the, you know, electronic tablet of some sort, or if you have a laptop or even a desktop computer, as long as you have internet access, you can, we will send you the Zoom link, and then you just go to that link. You might have to download an app, you know, but it's a real straightforward thing when you go to that link. And if you've never downloaded that app, it will guide you through that, and then you can log into the meeting. It's real simple. So, you know, it's real user-friendly type service, so that's what we're using. But we do not advertise that link because we don't want unwanted guests just coming in on this deal. And so you have to contact me or one of the surrounding area county agents, and we'll get you that link. And then we'll send you an invoice for your registration fee as well. It is a $10 registration fee, as is most of our extension meetings have been for the last several years. So we're still going to charge that. But you go ahead and contact your agent or contact me at my office. We'll send you that link. And we'd like for you to do that by next Tuesday, August the 4th. The meeting is actually August the 6th, and it's going to start at 9 o'clock with Dr. Welch.
Okay, great. Yeah, definitely. As you said, it's different in the sense that it's a little bit shorter than we would typically like, and it's online. But other than that, we're still getting all of that up-to-date wheat information. I appreciate you doing that, and we'll put all the information, your contact information, on our website so folks can go there to contact y'all to register.
Yes.
And I want to talk a minute just about the county. I know that 4-H is a really big part of what you do in Ochiltree County. What's been going on with that since the start of all of this COVID?
Well, back in March, everything just literally shut down. You know, of course, school shut down, and so basically, so did 4-H activities. And you know, we had to cancel a lot of things. You know, unfortunately, we had to cancel county 4-H camp and our leadership, district leadership camp. And we also had to cancel state 4-H roundup, and we had to cancel our spring contest. And so it was just really disheartening because, you know, things just shut down. So, you know, we tried a few things online, you know, with the kids, but they were getting a lot of that stuff at school as well. So, you know, our 4-H activities basically went to zero. We did do our record books, you know, we had our district 4-H record book judging, and so kids were able to do that on their own and submit those, and then we were able to judge them. You know, I say we, the county extension agents across the district, came together, and we judged those books. So that was one of the first events. But now with August coming at us and school possibly starting back up, we're going to start trying to do meetings. Of course, our meetings have to be limited in size and scope, but I think we're going to work with the volunteers and develop plans, you know, for social distancing and do some of these meetings, you know. And I think there's a way that we can bring, just like we're going to have our recruitment night, but we can, you know, allow 10 people in at a time to come in, the newer ones, the returning 4-H members, we can just re-enroll them online without them attending the recruitment mm-hmm. night. So this will still give a chance for people to come in. We have kids that are still going to enter livestock in the Tri-State Fair. You know, fortunately, the fair has decided to go ahead with the junior livestock shows. And so hopefully a lot of these kids will come in August and enter and still do the fair in September. And we're still pushing that because we do have some kids feeding livestock projects mm-hmm. for the fair. So, you know, there's a few things we're trying to get going. I know that there's going to be some modifications at the fair as well, but the good thing is, yes, the show is going to go on for these young kids. And my hats go off to the fair, you know, for giving this an attempt, you know. So, anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And it's good to hear that, you know, we're at least going towards something where the kids will get to participate and show what they've worked so hard for instead of just not being able to do it at all. So that is a positive. And you mentioned meetings specifically for 4-H, but even just for extension, y'all would typically do meetings, field days, those sorts of things. What are your plans moving forward? Do you have plans to go back to in-person meetings anytime soon?
Well, not right now. You know, part of it, I've got to get some more direction from our leadership, you know, with extension. Now, there probably will be some, this winter, some more in-person meetings. And we can have them with larger groups, but then there's a lot of protocol that we have to go through. And I don't know if the producers are quite in the frame of mind to go through a lot of that. You know, whether it's social distancing and wearing masks and all kinds of stuff, you know. So I'm kind of laying low on that, but there's a point in there we're going to have to do it, you know. And I think mm-hmm. there'll be a point in there, even if the producers don't agree, they would like to have meetings, you know. So I foresee that coming, you know, in the future. Mm-hmm. And just like I really debated on this week meeting whether or not to have it, you know, regular or online, and I decided, well, it might still be a little premature to do regular meetings, so
yeah.
I went this route. But yeah, it's kind of a hard decision, you know. A lot of it's just talking to the producers, but you know, it's going to be hard to really, because they're used to being out in the country and working and doing their thing, and they're not used to really understanding that when you come to a meeting, you're going to have to wear a mask and do all these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't think it'll be easy for them to really accept it. And so that's one reason why I've been kind of waiting, because I don't really want to try to argue with them.
Hey, you know what? It makes perfect sense. I don't blame you there at all, because it is what it is. And I know y'all are doing your hardest to take care of those producers up there in Ochiltree County. Well, Scott, thank you so much for visiting with us today. I really appreciate it. And make sure y'all tune in tomorrow morning, bright and early here for the Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, because on Monday, I'll be playing the part of our conversation with Scott Strawn on the crop update for that county. You know, just give y'all an idea of what they're dealing with up there, weather-wise and crop-wise, and, you know, all that good stuff in between. That's going to do it for this segment, and I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.